Wonderful sound. Praise the Lord. It's an announcement. It's global time with Christ Jesus. Time to worship. Well, we have this wonderful opportunity once again to gather together like we are in His presence and hear Him and allow Him to speak to our hearts as well as we present ourselves, our hearts to Him, and make our request known to Him. In other words, we ask, and we can be asking on behalf of ourselves or on behalf of others. But we have this awesome position where we have ready access and bold entrance into His presence. Please join me as we gracefully bow our hearts before Him, throw our crowns at His feet, set aside every bit of pride, and allow Him to be as large as He is for who He is, and He is God. He is the Almighty, and of course, we are His creation. And so, with us in our place, and He, given the rights that He justly deserves, I believe everything will be okay. I believe He is pleased, and we are and will be blessed. Dear Father, we come before You today. We come in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, You are the creator of heaven and earth, and as Your children, we come to You to worship You as You desire, in spirit and in truth. We know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. And Your Spirit has borne witness in our spirits the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe not just on Him, but we believe Him. Because You seek those who worship You in do Your will out of the love You have placed in our hearts for You through Christ. So we ask today, Lord, that you would create in us a clean heart, a broken and contrite spirit, a right heart, and that we would be repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with men, we fall short of your glory. So today we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship we have with you through the precious blood of Jesus, the Christ, that was shed on the cross for each of us. So we thank you for creating within us today a heart of thanksgiving. We choose to and abide in the spirit of truth so that we are in continued state of fellowship and worshiping with you. You said in your word, Psalm 42 and verse 1 through 2, my soul thirsts for you, for the living God. My soul yearns, overwhelmingly desires, and even pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry today. Let that fire burn ever increasingly in each of us. Uphold us with your free spirit, and let yourself be glorified and magnified. If there be any wicked way within us, by the Holy Spirit, expose and take it out of the way. Let no murmuring and complaining and backbiting nor evil be found in me, that our life would be a glory and an honor and a praise to you. So circumcise our hearts today and fill us with your spirit, your tender mercies and loving kindness, that we would sing praises to you all of our days. Create in us anew a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Through your Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. May our lives be a living sacrifice, according to Romans 12, 1 and 2. A sweet, savoring aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and that our lives be a praise in the everyday things of life, according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the name of the Lord, and I do want to extend a hearty welcome to you on this Tuesday morning. It's December the 30th. It's the last of 2 days, meaning today and tomorrow, in the calendar year 2014. And even as we were on the threshold of the conclusion of the season called 2014, we anticipate the season 2015. And what might that season bring? Well, whatever it brings, we know that God is in control of the year 2015, just like he was in the year 2014. In that respect, nothing has changed. He is still still God. So for us, though, there is some change and semblance of season. So we want to prepare our hearts. So today, we are looking at our connection. You know, if there's something to be taken care of, you first want to know what's the means and the how and the why of it. And we have connections. You have a connection. Our God, Jehovah, is always victorious. And from the very beginning, he announced that the seed of the woman will have victory over Satan. That was a declaration of victory from the very beginning, Genesis 3:15. Check it out for yourself. And every event since then has within it the elements of a victory that is unfolding before our eyes. And not only before our eyes, we are in it. Our lives are not accidents, but divine design and artistry in motion. So as we approach this new year, so to speak, we want to take courage because we are well connected in the heavenlies and we have access to the throne. Therefore, victory is ours. So today, we want to begin to take the posture. Doesn't matter where we are right now, but intentionally take on the posture of a stand, and a stand not in defeat, but in victory. Because God is always victorious. He has never lost anything at any time to anyone in any place. And this is who we are hooked up with, so to speak. We have a connection. So, as we launch into this new year, let us look at our connection and realize that we are well connected in the heavenlies. Paul said to the church at Ephesus, he says, "We are seated in heavenly places by Christ Jesus." So, positionally, we are in the heavenlies. So, what is your praise report about what God has done for you this year, if anything? And I'm sure there are lots of things that he's done for each of us. And what would you like to highlight and bring as a praise offering to him today? What would that be? What would that sacrifice of praise be? Well, just press the button 1 on your phone, and you'll be able to share with us what God has done in this year that is leaving us in 2 days, today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last of it. Well, what might that be? So don't be bashful. Don't be afraid. The Lord would love and appreciate your thanks and your sharing. And that would send him a powerful signal that you appreciate all that he has done this past year. And the fact that you're on with us is a testimony to that truth. Also, if you have a prayer request, do the same thing. Press the button 1, and we will stand with you before the throne of grace concerning your prayer request. So today, to prepare us for this coming year, this year in which there are many battles to be, not only to fight, but to be won. This is a year of victory. And we saw that 5 is the number for grace, and that God wants to double up grace on us this year. Can you receive that? Well, let us pray the armor of God, because there are many victories awaiting us this year. But you must be geared up, so to speak. You must have God's armor that He has provided for us. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your mighty armor, the armor that you've provided for us. And we put on us the full armor of God today, beginning with the helmet of salvation, to keep and to protect our minds, and to think in terms of the great work that you've done. You've given us walls of salvation. We also take on the breastplate of righteousness. We are covered because of Jesus Christ and what He has done. So we have that piece of armor called righteousness that He has won for us. Then there's the girdle of truth. Help us to stay positioned with truth, hungering and thirsting after truth. Help us today, each of us. And then we put on our feet the sandals of peace, so that wherever we walk, wherever we go, we are walking in peace. So we thank you for that piece of armor. We thank you for the shield of faith, in which protects and guards us from all the fiery darts of the enemy, so that we continue to be bold, continue to advance step by step, taking ground. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. We've chosen to use that against all the forces of evil that have come against us, come against our lives. Yes, today we take on the full armor that allows us to stand in Christ for the kingdom of God. So we ask you, Lord, today, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to be our rear guard and a shield unto us. Take us into the cleft of the rock and underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalm 91. We put your armor on as on us and live and pray in complete dependence for your help. All our help comes from you. And we want to pray in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions. Blessed be God, our Heavenly Father, and to you be the glory, Lord, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I trust you have adopted that prayer as we get ready for this next season that God has introduced us to, so that we could be even more victorious than in the last season. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, just you may take the opportunity now to share that with us. Just press the button 1. But in the meantime, we've just prayed and intentionally taken on the full armor of God, meaning that we're making preparations and getting ready to win the victory in every battle. Hallelujah. Every battle that we encounter. And the battles will be many. There may be even more than last year. But the more victories that we can be a part of and we can witness, because our connection is great. We are connected to the Lord of Hosts. And that term means the Lord of Armies. And we are in His army as well. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the name of the Lord. So as we move along our list of items to prepare and position ourselves for the victories that God has in store, we want to make sure that every curse that may be present in our lives. You know, walking through the terrain of life often brings us into contact with unclean situations. I mean unclean. Some of it is intentional, some of it is not intentional. Some of it we know of, and some they were just bad judgments. So we're going to break curses. We're cleaning house, so to speak. So I see that someone is in queue waiting to speak. So before we do that, I'm going to allow our prayer partner to speak. Good morning and welcome. You may go ahead and speak.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, saints.
Good morning to you.
On this prayer line, on this prayer broadcast, I just want to give God all the honor, thanks, is all of His blessings of this year. He has kept me and He has watched over me. A lot of times we hear the word, you know, be careful what you pray for, or be careful what you wish for. And I remember that as the year began, new with the files popping up, I began to pray and ask the Lord to give me patience.
Okay.
And I remember once Minister Terry Outlaw administered on patience to us, in a Sunday school, and he said, he quoted the scripture, and he said, you know, when trials come, and you, what you do is you hire patience.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm not fully understanding, but I prayed and I asked the Lord for patience. Well, when you ask for, or you pray for something sometimes, that what the Lord does is he brings situations in your life that causes you to exercise the very thing that you asked him for.
That's how you get it.
And so, yeah, that's what I learned as I went along. And I just thank God that even though there's a whole lot of things going on, that I am able to hire the patience that is there. I thank him that he has given me that. He answered my prayer. I didn't understand it, but I'm understanding it as I go. He answered my prayer, and I just thank him for answered prayer throughout the year. He has been with me. He promises that when, no matter what, that he's with us, and he will see us through. And I just thank him that his words, his promises are yea and amen. And he has been with me. He has answered prayer. Thank God for this prayer broadcast. It is an upliftment, not only to me, I'm sure, but to each and every one of us on this prayer broadcast every morning. We look forward to it. We can't go through the day. It is not the same if we don't, we're not able to come on and worship and praise. Yes, we would still do our private prayer, which we should, to the Lord, but it's just coming together, and we feel a unity, and we feel a bond, and we feel a powerful force when we come on. So I just give God thanks for that. And finally, last but certainly not least, because I know that the Lord is not done with me yet, but I give God thanks too for answering prayer. Last year, during a very cold winter, I had to go out, and I remember I stood on the bus stop one morning, and I was waiting forever for the bus, and it didn't seem like one was coming. My toes started to freeze, and I said, Lord, let this be the last winter that I have to stand in the cold without my own transportation, without my own vehicle. I said, Father, let it be the last year. And I thank God, I give him praise that he did answer my prayer. I received I received it on Christmas Day, my gift of my own vehicle. So I give God thanks. I give him praise. I give him glory. And give honor, and I look forward to praying and asking him, because I know that all of my help comes from the Lord. And whatever situation I'm in, I know that I can call on the name of the Lord, and he hears and he answers prayer. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's worthy of praise. He really is. And don't ask if you don't want him to answer. Because he will respond to our cry in some kind of way. Because he is our Father, and he is always willing to hear our cry. So I encourage everyone who has a desire, has a request, or something on your heart. Don't hesitate.
Yes.
I ask the Lord. Sometimes we are programmed by the philosophy of the world, which says you don't need anyone. Don't ask. You ought to be able to provide it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is true. It's also very limited, because your next breath, you didn't provide it. It was already pre-planned and provided for. All you did was take it, the next breath.
Mm.
You didn't provide that for yourself. But sometimes we're so inundated with the world's thinking and world's philosophies that sometimes it affects the way we behave and think. And so Paul is saying in the 12th chapter of Romans, verses 1 through 2, he says, be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So with our minds being renewed based on God's word, we are changed in our thinking and in our behavior. And so it's a humbling thing, because we like to think that, we stand on our own, and which is not true at all. Just check the amount of trouble that's in the world. There's enough trouble to go around for everybody to have a share. But he's keeping you and he's keeping me in ways that we could not do for ourselves. So for that today, we give him the praise and we thank him. Let us take this session a step further, and we want to break curses. We want to speak specifically. Whatever dirt, whatever garbage, whatever, if you just chose not to take a shower today, which I doubt that's the case, or tomorrow, or the next day, or the next day, all of a sudden you will find yourself entering places where people are just putting distance between yourself and them. And it's because, and it doesn't mean that you're necessarily a dirty person, it just means that you forgot some routines. And it's having an effect on you as well as on everyone else around you. And we've had people enter our office and, they just lit it up. And we know it's because they haven't been, doing their regular hygiene. So what happens is that stuff clings to us for all kinds of reasons. And so we want to address the curses that have come about. And we won't necessarily know the reason, but we know that curses are real. So Heavenly Father, we come to you now because we realize that you are the place of constant cleansing and safety, renewal and restoration. So we come before you now in the name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we ask you by your Holy Spirit to quicken us and lead us, even in this prayer. We believe that on the cross you took upon yourself every curse that could and would ever come against us. Lord, we ask you to destroy every curse that is on us at this time, that is on our children, on our grandchildren, relatives, husbands, wives. Do so according to your will. We ask you to break and destroy any curses, ungodly soul ties, unholy alliances or any unrighteous agreements that we have entered into. Destroy any side effects, any effects, residual effects, influences or stings of any curses that have been put in our way or on us, placed there on us, declared over us, decreed over us. Anyone that we even have prayed for today, our children, our grandchildren, our marriage, our homes, our cars, our trucks, our offices, our properties, our buildings, our businesses, our ministries, our finances. Today we ask you to do this in the name of Christ Jesus of Nazareth. According to John 14:14, we ask you to destroy any witchcraft prayers, charismatic witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, ungodly soulish prayers, side effects, residual effects, influences, or the stings of any witchcraft prayers. Any psychic prayers that have been directed towards us, we come against it and we break those curses in the name of Jesus. We ask you to destroy any false prophecies that have been prophesied over us or about us in the name of Jesus. Anyone that we love, our children, grandchildren, our relatives, our spouses, we break every curse and ask you to remove it from our homes, our offices, our properties, our cars, our buildings, our businesses, our ministries, and even in our finances. We ask you to destroy those curses right now. Set them on fire in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Destroy any hexes, any vexes, witchcraft spells, voodoo spells, satanic spells, incantations, chains, break every chain, destroy every fetter, dismantle every snare, remove every trap in the name of Jesus. Quench every dart and every arrow, claws and spears, penetrate darknesses and evil imprints, false memories, wrong mindsets, trauma, shock, and any unrighteous instruments of the enemy. We ask that you would arrest and destroy those curses today in the name of Jesus. Destroy them now in Jesus' name. Any declarations, words, decrees, and their effects are destroyed in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper now and in the future. In the year 2015, but blessings are flowing because blessings are released in the heavenlies and from the heavenlies upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I trust that you could receive and will receive the release that comes with being freed from the atmosphere in which curses dwell to restrict and constrict our praise, our blessings, and to allow God to freely move anew in our lives, afresh. Never mind what happened in the past. Just know that God's mercies are new every morning. So there's none of us that received yesterday's mercies. They're gone. What we're having today is fresh, new. Amen. One last item, well, actually two, but this is an important one. This is an important one, as any of the others were. And it's the idea, and it's more than an idea, of forgiving others. Many times we're trapped in unforgiveness. That's where grace is needed, plentifully. Now, if we want our Father to forgive us, we've got to forgive others. In other words, we've got to release them. Release them. Don't carry them around on our chests. Because it doesn't hurt them. It hurts us. It kills us. So we want to receive the year 2015 with a clear agenda. And we want our account with the Lord to be short, so that blessings can flow easily. So we have to release some people, as challenging as that may seem. And whatever it is that they've done is terrible. And I'm sure we all have experienced that. We just have to release them and go on to live richly in Christ. Heavenly Father, today we forgive. We release any church, any organization, any person, even if it's family, from anything wrong that he has done, that she has done, that the church has done, any organization has ever said or done. We want to move out of unforgiveness or grudges. And we want to bless. Says, bless them that curse you. I want to bless them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we ask you, Lord, to forgive and bless. And each of us are filling in the blanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Show those that we have considered offending or have offended us, any church, any corporation, any organization, any person, male or female, show them your mercy and loving kindness, and teach them your ways as you've done with us. And to you be the glory, according to John 14. Amen. And what we've just done is stripped away all of the legal trappings that Satan uses to stand against us. We have stripped away all of his stand. He has nothing to stand on. We've gotten rid of curses. We've gotten rid of unforgiveness. Because, see, Satan knows, and God does, deal legally and righteously. And if Satan has legal ground, he's like the prosecutor. He'll go before the Lord and accuse you, because he's an accuser of the brethren. And he's able to say, well, look what she did, look what he did. Don't you? And, you know, he wants an opinion from God, and he knows what God is going to say, because God is going to say the right thing. And the right thing would be that if you're on Satan's ground, God has to allow Satan. But if you're on righteous standing, the Lord will rebuke Satan, and he has no ground. You couldn't pay for a defense like that. You have the best defender, Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, we want to do one last thing. We want to pray for the Newark Gospel Tabernacle Church, the leaders, the pastor. And it's important that we do that as well. We thank God for all that he's done this year with us, for us, and through us. He's taught us many wonderful things. And Father, we thank you for those. And we pray today, even as the assembly that you created, that it would continue to live and live large in Christ, continue to be a blessing to our community, continue to stand in the gap for those that need petitions and intercessions, that we will always be compassionate, mindful. Teach us even the more this coming year. Cause us to stand even taller on your shoulders. Cause us to be even more humble than ever before. Cause us to be even more compassionate and kind than ever before. Teach us as we wait at your feet. And we know that you will cause us to be strong and even stronger. We thank you even now. Thank you for all our prayer partners that you have blessed us with this year. Thank you for each and every one of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Join us again on tomorrow. Tomorrow, my wife and I, we celebrate our 42nd marriage anniversary. Yes, isn't that awesome? I'm giving praise for my wife, for the relationship we have, and for what God has done for us. 42 years. Amen. Pray for us. Hallelujah. God bless you richly on this day. Amen. Enjoy this song. We're dedicating it to you. No greater love.
me.